Wine production in ancient Rome. Romans refined production of wine by using barrels and cultivation techniques that allowed them to produce more wine at lower costs. Romans believed that wine was a daily necessity for everyone, so it was available to slaves, peasants, women, and aristocrats alike. At the time of maximum wine popularity in the empire, experts estimate that every citizen consumed a bottle of wine each day. But they weren't stumbling around in a drunken wine stupor all day. The wine was weak, and the alcohol in it killed the bacteria in the unclean drinking water of the time. The ancient city of Pompeii was one of the most crucial wine centers of the Roman world. Pompeians were very well known for their winemaking ability and worshipped Bacchus, the god of wine, who appears on many frescoes and archaeological fragments. The eruption of Mount Vesuvius had a devastating effect on the industry. After the eruption, the vineyards were destroyed, and the cost rose so rapidly that only the rich could afford it. In order to meet demand, grain fields near Rome were uprooted to plant grapes, causing a food shortage a decade later. In ancient Rome, immediately after grape harvest, grapes were stomped on, often by foot. The juice was placed in large terracotta pots, big enough to hold a man, lined with beeswax and buried to the neck in the ground. Often the pots were left open during fermentation before being sealed with clay or resin. The wine produced by these methods was robust and, by today's standards, quite unpleasant. That's why ancient Romans mixed seawater with the wine before drinking it, and in this way it tasted more like a spiked punch, which of course reduced public intoxication. They added honey to the wine to sweeten it. It was called Muslim wine, and used spices and medicinal herbs to bolster its medical qualities.